Beginning on Daf Masech this Erev, Daf Chof, we begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the six different questions that Abaye asked from Rabbi regarding the halacha of our perek, regarding the pasi berois, these duyumden, these double posts which are placed at the corner of this area of the bar, which is permitted for the Oyler Regolim, although it's not general full-fledged mechitzas. However, at least if it has this double post of an aman each corner, it's allowed up to either 10 amis in between them, a gap, or a gap of 13 and 3rd. Amis is machlikis in the Mishnah. However, now Abaye asked the following question from Rabbi, the fifth of his six questions. Regarding a courtyard, that one end of the courtyard enters into the area between the pasin. That is, we said that again, you have the pit, and you surround it with these L-shaped brackets around it, and that creates this area of Rosh HaSayachet. Now, part of the area of the chatzar enters into that area. Question is, mahu letalta mitoicha lebein hapasin? What is halacha? You let it carry from the chatzar into the area between the pasin, umibein hapasin mitoicha, and from the area between the boards into the courtyard itself, and that is both of them halachically are like Rosh HaSayachet. Now, would that be a problem about carrying from one to the other? And that the Gemara says, Amalei Mutter. Rabbi answers him and says, it's permitted. That although generally when there's two different Rosh HaSayachets, it's forbidden to carry from one to the other, because each one makes it forbidden on the other one, because of that they have the right of way in that area, because they're open into each other's area. And therefore, you would have to make what's called an Eruv Chatzeris, to join the two different areas. Here, it's going to be Mutter, that you're allowed to carry from one to the other, because here you don't have any dwellers in the area of the between the Bein HaPasim, that although halachically it's like Rosh HaSayachet, but there are no people that live there that would say that they have the right of way into the other person's chatzar, which is its own Rosh HaSayachet, to say that each one would make it us and the other, and therefore it's like one large Rosh HaSayachet, and you don't need to have an Eruv to say that there are other people that say that they don't have the right of way, they don't have the Eruv, they're not joined together halachically with the Eruv, and therefore here it's different than two Rosh HaSayachets generally, which are usher without an Eruv, because here we don't have dwellers in the area between the Pasim. But then Abaye continued to ask, what's the halacha if there are two courtyards, one next to the other, that are both open, the edges of them, the one edge of the chatzar are open in the area between the pasim? What would the halacha be like over there? So Malay also, there Rabbi said, no, there it's going to be forbidden to carry from one of them into the area between the pasim. As the Gemara will explain right now, the reasoning, as Rav Huna says, I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Shtayim asum, when there are two courtyards side by side, and both of them are open into this area, they extend into the area of Bein HaPasim, they're forbidden. Vafila irvu, and even if they actually make an Erev, and they join, let's say there's a Pesach, there's an opening in the wall between these two Chatzeris, which both tops of them open up into the Bein HaPasim, which halachically they're like even like one now, and that they're not forbidden one to the other, and that you're allowed to carry from one to the other, still, in this case, it would be forbidden from them to carry from within each chatzar into the area between the pasim. So although between the chatzaris even you could carry, but from the chatzaris into the area between the pasim you cannot. And what's the reason? Although halachically it should be like one big chatzar, and therefore, of course, you could carry from the chatzar between the pasim. As we said before, when there's one chatzar, there's no dwellers in the area between the pasim. They shouldn't make it forbidden in the area of the chatzar, and you could carry because of Rosh HaSayachet. And that rabbi said, Kizera shemayimu erev moy lebein pasim. That it's also because it's a decree, because people might come to say that an Erev works to join it through the area of the Pasim, as follows. And that is, the people would think to say that you could actually make a Eruv B'Chatzeris through the fact that they're only joined through the area of the Bein HaPasim, because someone that sees it, he sees that they're carrying from the courtyards into the area between the Pasim. And the person won't necessarily know that there's an entryway between the two courtyards, and he's going to think that the reason why it's not forbidden one on the other, that share the area between the pasim, is because it's like a different halacha that he's going to confuse it with. He's going to think it's like two chatzeris, two courtyards that open up into one mavoi, and that you're not allowed to carry into the mavoi unless if you do what's called shituvim mavois, which is basically similar to Eruv chatzeris, just on a different level with chatzeris open up into a mavoi. Sehiro, so it's that because they made their Eruv from the fact that they're joined together through the area bein pasim, they could join like a joining of other mavois, and therefore they're going to come to make it permitted even to carry from one chatzar to the Bein HaPasim, even when there is no entryway between the two chatzars. And they're going to put an Erev on one of the courtyards that go through this area between the Pasim. However, that definitely would not work. And that is because when the Drabbana were Mesak and Shetuv and Mavoyis, that you could join to, that the Chatzeris could go and carry into the Mavoy, that was when you have Halacha of a Mavoy, which is closed properly on three sides, and the length is larger than the width. Here, by the Pasim, you don't have those type of parameters, those type of criteria. Here, it's flush on all four sides, it's open. All you have are these L little brackets that have an Amma on each side. And therefore, if they did not make an Eruv one to the other, that would make a problem that it would not be kosher to go ahead and join it through the Pasim Berois. People would think that they don't know that there's this opening between the two Chatzer. So although halachically, Rabbi is telling Abai it should be Mutter because they're really like one Chatzer, because they could carry, because they made an Erev through the direct connection between each other's walls. And therefore, now one chatzah is opening up to the Pasim Berois, it should be mutter. However, here it's also because of a gezerah. People are going to see it and think that they're not really open one to the other. Now, how are they carrying from one to the other? Is because through the area of the Pasim Berois, and that's why they could carry from the chatzah into the Pasim Berois, because it's just like, you know what, it seems like the same thing as Halacha Mavoi. Now, by Mavoi, you have two different courtyards that open up. They don't open up one to the other, but they both open up to the same Mavoi. The Mavoi joins them together with the Shituv Mavoi, so although they don't open up each to the other, you could carry now from one chatzah to the other through the Mavoi with what's called the Shituv Mavoi, the equivalent of a Ruba Chatzeris, by putting the meals of all of them in one of the Mavoi, in one of the Chatzeris. Now, they're all joined together. Problem is, Rashi explains, that we never said this type of a heter of a Shituv Mavoi only for a Mavoi, which has certain characteristics of, let's say, being closed on three sides and having that the length is larger than the width, which you don't have by Pasim Berois. And therefore, by Pasim Berois, when they're not joined directly, the Chatzeres, you would not be able to join them by the fact and the virtue that they're connected through the Pasim Berois, because that's only by a Mavoi, not by Pasim Berois. And therefore, although in this case that you're talking about, it should be mutter, but because people might confuse it with the case when they're not open directly, and then they might come to carry from one chatzah to the other, even though they're only joined through the Pasim Berois, which is not mutter, because that's only by a Mavoi, therefore we said, even when they are joined together through a Pesach between their walls, it's still going to be usher, a gezeirah, because of such a case. That's Rabbi's opinion that he answered to Abaya. Rava Amar Rava argues, and he says, no, irvu mutter, that if they made an Erev between each other, it is permitted, because again, since you made an Erev through the Pesach that's between them, so therefore they're one Rishos, they're not making forbidden one on the other, because again, it's not saying that they have the right of way here, and they have the right of way here, and they're open, and it's almost like a breach open to each other. It's not true, because they're like one Chatzar. And regarding this Gezerah, we're not concerned. That's Rava's opinion. So only Abaye l'Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Tani demesei elach. There's a brice that supports you, not like Rabba, that it would make sense to say that if they went ahead and they joined together, it would be mutter, and we don't make such a gezer because we learned a brice. Chatzah shereisha echad nichnas lebein apasim. Regarding this case that we're discussing, there's a brice that says if there's a courtyard that one end of it is open, meaning it goes into the area between the pasim, mutter l'talta metoicha lebein apasim, as Rabba had answered to Abaye, that you'll have to carry from within it, from the chatzar to the area of the bein apasim, or bein apasim toicha, from the area between the boards into the chatzar. As we said, because there's no dwellers there to make it forbidden, and therefore we view it as one large rishus hayachid. Avashtayim aser, when there are two courtyards open into the same pasim berois, into that same area, then it would be aser. Again, as we said, because they one would aser on the other. But the Bryce says, when did we say that's a problem? When they did not join together. But if they join together, it would be mutter. So that L'chayrisi Klar, like Rava says, that when they do make an Erev, that it is permitted. And we're not making this gezer that people might think that they didn't and that they're only joining it through the Pasim Berois, which is not mutter. We don't make such a gezer. And that the Gemara says, Lemit to have a tiyuvta Rav Huna. Should we say that this is a tiyuvta on Rav Huna, that he wants to say that it would be us, as he explained this opinion of Rabba, that when there's two chatzeris open up into the Pasim Berois, then it would be us because of this gezer? So Rav Huna, no, it's not a raya from there. Because Hasam the Hadron the Irvin, there where the Brisa said that it's mutter, where they joined together, it's talking about when they went and they joined together again. And that is that there's a breach between them, a larger breach that opened up at the edge, which that's obvious to everybody that it's one Rishos, because when there's a regular Pesach, a person might not realize. But here where it's out there at the edge, although there's a picture here in the Vilna Shas that shows that at the edge of the Chatzar, not the side open to the Pasim Berois, that's the way the Marshal draws it. So either it's like that because it's obvious on the other side, or as the Ritva has his version, that it's open there with the Pasim Berois, where you see that it's that breach one to the other, even before it gets to the area of the Pasuk Berayis. Either way, it's that it's obvious that they join together because now people see that there's opening. There, it's going to be mutter because there's no reason to make a gezerah. But when it's not obvious, then it's not true. The Braiser would agree to me that it would be us because of the gezerah, that people might think that it's mutter because they're being joined through the Pasuk Berayis. And therefore, regarding Abaye, this fifth question that Abaye had from Rabbah is that when there's only one chatzar open into the Pasuk Berayis, that it was resolved that it's going to be permitted, because there's no dwellers in the Pasuk Berayis that should say there's a problem when you have these two Rib chatzaris open one to the other. But when there's two chatzaris open into the Pasuk Berayis, there we had a machlokes if we're going to make this gezerah that we mentioned or not. Now the Gemara comes to the sixth and final question that Abaye had from Rabbah regarding these Pasuk Berayis. Boim ne Abaye Rabbah. If the water dried up on Shabbos, what's the halacha? In other words, can you still carry between the pasma not? And the question is, do you say that Shabbos, since it came and it was considered mechitzas from before Shabbos, so what's called hoiva hutra hutra? Since it was permitted, we allow this leniency of these types of b'diyeva type of walls because of the heter we needed for the water. So even though the water is not here anymore, still we consider it as a rishus yachid. Or maybe do you say that since the whole heter of the pasen of the boards was only because of the water, and now the water dried up, so it's also we don't view this anymore as a rishus yachid. And this question applies to all pasim berois. And that the Gemara says amalei. So Rabba answered to Abaye, klum nasim mechitza el b'shalom ayim. What were these walls made for? Only because of the water. In other words, the whole heter of these mechitzas were only because of the water that was inside it. Mayim inkan, mechitza inkan. If there's no water, so there's no walls. Of course, you cannot carry in there if the water dried up. It's now related to this. Bayi Ravan. Ravan asked the following question. So yav shumayim b'shabbos. Let's say if water dried up on Shabbos. Ubo b'shabbos. And then the water came on Shabbos. That is, if the water came back, that it rained on Shabbos. Mao, what's the halacha? Do we say that then if they return to their original status of being permitted to carry in them because now we do have the water or not? So Abaye responded to Ravin's question as follows. Said, Yavshu b'shabbos lo tibayi lacha. According to the halfway phase of your question, when the water dries up, that's definitely not a question. The Bayi Menei Debar. That's the question I asked from Rabbah, who was Abaye's teacher, and Upashali Dasan. And he said that's obviously it's going to be Yasin because although it was walls when Shabbos started, but it's only because of the leniency for the water. No water, no walls. Bo, and regarding your question with the water coming back on Shabbos, that's also not a question. The Havali Mechitza Asui B'Shabbos, because that's the equivalent of walls and partitions being made on Shabbos because they're in place already, these Pasuk Berayis, that are permitters for when there's water. And now that the water came back on Shabbos, so it so to speak revitalizes and recreates the Mechitzas over here. So they're like walls that were made on Shabbos, but time will learn the Braisa. Kol mechitza asui b'Shabbos, any partition that's made on Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, whether it was done inadvertently, bein b'mezeh, whether intentionally, bein b'oynes, whether against one's will, bein b'ratzon, whether willingly, shma mechitza, although one is not allowed to initially make the wall, the mechitza on Shabbos, but it's considered mechitza, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So what's your question? That the Gemara asks, on Abaye's response, v'lav it ma'alah, Amr Rav Nachman, but didn't we say in regards to this halacha that Rav Nachman says, that lo yishana, we did not teach this, that it's going to be considered a mechitza on Shabbos, even though it was made on Shabbos, el lizrik, only for throwing, in other words, if someone's throwing from a Shus Rab into this area of the walls that were made on Shabbos, it's going to be chayiv, because midaraisa, definitely it's a mechitza. Look, it's a wall. Who cares if there was even a chila Shabbos that went ahead to make it? It's still a wall. Avalatal to loyber, Rav Nachman says, but regarding carrying inside of it, you're not allowed to, because the Rabbanim made a gzeret that says, no, walls made on Shabbos, we're not going to allow them to be used as a permitted to carry inside of it. So what's Abaye saying? What's your question? It's a mechitza that was made on Shabbos and it's mutter. It's not true. This that we said is considered mechitza on Shabbos only for a chumrah, for a stringency to be chayiv if you threw from a shus rab inside of it, but to carry inside of it, not. So therefore, it's a valid question. Maybe it would not be permitted because it is, in a sense, like it was made on Shabbos, but maybe not. Maybe it's like it made from before Shabbos, but it's not so obvious the way Abaye makes it sound like. And that Abaye answers no. Kiyat med Rav Nachman. When did Rav Nachman say that it's only a stringency and that it's going to be usher, at least med Rabbanit, to carry inside of it, even though it's walls, is amazed it may. We said regarding the one that does it intentionally. And that was just a knas, a penalty that the Chum made. But regarding the case of Shoigi, when it was done inadvertently, then it's for sure going to be mutter. And therefore, this case where it was made by itself, where I didn't even do it, it wasn't even b'shoigig, it happened through Hashem in a way that the rain came down, that's definitely that is going to be mutter. And that's why Abaye said, it's not a question regarding your first phase that when it dries up, it's definitely not good, like Rab had answered. And when the rain comes back, it definitely is good because that's a mechitza anasa me'leah, which is okay. It's only a problem when you did it b'mezid, that there we made an isra d'abundant that you can't utilize the area of inside of it to permit it. So now the Gemara continues with the topic of our Mishnah regarding Pasuk Berayis. This heter of these partitions that are allowed, that are the other types of walls for the wells of the Eilu Regalim. So Amar Belaza, Hazarik, if someone throws from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, from a public domain, Lebein Pasei B'Rois, into this area of the Pasei B'Rois, he's chayv, he's liable for a Karban Chatzis because this is a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And that's the Gemara's Peshitta. What do you mean? It's obvious that you're going to be chayv a Chatzis because Ilav Mechitzahi, if it's not a Dairaisa Diga level of a Mechitza, to say that we view it as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, at least to be chayv, a Chumrah of throwing from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah inside this area, how would Chazal be permitted to allow a person to draw up the water and to take out from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is what the halachic equivalent of the pit is, to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah because of Doichi, because of the challenges that the Eilu Regalim had? Obviously, they're not going to allow you to be over on this Dairaisa. Obviously, on some level, at least Midairaisa, these Pasei B'Rois are considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's just a heter, a leniency that Midrabanan, they would usually require much stronger types of mechitzas to allow carrying inside of it. But obviously, for sure, you have when you throw from Rosh Hashanah Yachid inside of it, that it's definitely at least a Dairaisa Diga level, because or else the Chazal would never allow you to carry if it wasn't Minatera, at least a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because of the Deichig that the Eilu Regalim had no water. So what's your Chiddush? Of course, you're going to be Chayav. It means that he made it like the Pasei B'Rois in Rosh Hashanah. It means that there was no border here. There's no pit of water here. A person made L-shaped brackets in the area and he enclosed it within with a gap less than 10 amos according to Reb Meir, or less than 13 and a third according to Reb Yehuda. And that, and then you throw inside that area where we never gave that heter of the Pasei B'Rois because there's no well here at all. There's no water. There's no. Still, you're going to be chayiv. That the Gemara still asks. So now I'm sure it's still obvious that you're going to be chayv by throwing inside of it, that area enclosed by these L-shaped brackets, by this diyumdin, you're going to be chayv. Because ilav de be'alma mechitzi, because if not, that if generally, even when there's no pit, if this is considered partitions that it's creating Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then gabi bar hechem ishtar lotat, because then if not, even when there is a pit there, how would Chazal allow us to go ahead and carry from the bar into this area between the boards? That if minatayr, the boards do not qualify it as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, how would Chazal say, okay, you know what, really it's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even minatayr, it's really Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, but you know what, we'll let you just put up these makeshift walls to allow you to carry. What do you mean? And what? And carry into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? But we can't let you carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah because you don't have any water for your animals to drink. And then obviously that this is always considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, even when there's no pit. When there's a pit, and then you need the water, so then we allow the leniency regarding rabbinic laws. But obviously, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah Deraisa, and that when there's no pit, of course you're going to be chayv from throwing Rosh Hashanah Rabbah inside of it. So what's the chiddush again? And that the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha, we needed to say it, Avakav de Kobaki Baram. He wanted to say that you're going to be chayv by throwing Rosh Hashanah Rabbah inside this area of Pasei B'Rois, even when the public walks right through it. A Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is heading right through it. And still he's saying that, oh, we'll view it as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that you'll throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah inside of it, you're going to be chayv. Again, the Gemara continues to ask, what would still be the chiddush? The Loi Asir Rabbah Mechitzasa, that you want to say the chiddush would be that the public does not come and nullify the walls. Because wait a second, how could you view this as a private domain when the whole street, everyone's walking right through it, and therefore we like mevatel the mechitzas, we nullify it as if they're not there. And the chiddush is saying, no, the mechitzas are here, and we view it as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but people are walking through it. On that, why would I need him to say that chiddush? Amr Rabbi Elazar Chadisim, Rabbi Elazar already said this one time. That none has learned in the Mishnah later on in this Masechta. Rabbi Huda says, Im hoysa derech Rosh Hashanah mafsakasim. If the path of the public domain is mafsik, in other words, that it interrupts between the pasim, that there's no other way for the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to go unless straight through this area where we have the well, where it is between these pasim. So he said, Yisalkenel Tzton, you have to move it to the side because the walking of the public is mevatel the mechitzas. We can't view this anymore as is halach Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Chacham said, no, you don't have to. You can leave it even if the public walks right through it. It doesn't make a difference. There are walls here, these pasim b'rais, these diyumdin, these double posts. And we view it as Rosh Hashanah Yachid in spite of the fact that everyone's walking right through it. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Damei Tavayeh, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, who's the one that we're talking about, they both said, regarding this statement of the Chacham, that Kan Hadiyacha, that here's where the Chacham taught you, Koichin Shal Mechitzes, the strength, the power of the Mechitzes. And that is how strong they are, that even though the public walks right through it, it's not mevat the mechitzas. And therefore the question is, you have Rabbi Elazar saying right over here, that Rabbim are not mevat the mechitzas, so why would I need him to say this other statement of when you're throwing from Rosh Hashanah inside of it, that it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're saying the whole chiddush would be even when the public's walking right through it. But he already said that one time in this halacha in reference to the Chacham's statement that it's teaching you that even if the public walks through it, it's not mevat the mechitzas. And that the Gemara says, Imi Hasim, if I only had that statement, Havamina, I would have thought Kan, when the Blood says that over here is where the Chacham teacher, this Chiddush of the Rabbah, not Mavat Machitzes, V'loi Svirli, but he doesn't hold to that. He's just saying this is what the Chacham obviously held. Kamash Malon, Kan Vesvirli. That's why I had to teach you that when he says that, Kan Odiacha, is that he actually holds of it. And how do we know that he holds of it? From this statement that he says that if you throw it from Rosh Hashanah inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though the public walks through it, still we view that as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And that's why we have to repeat it again to tell you that it's not that he didn't hold of it, but he actually holds of it. And in principle, he'll even pass an halacha on that, that you chai from throwing Rosh Hashanah inside it, because we do view it as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even if the public walks through it. But that the Gemara asked, Balei Mohu, Balei Bayach. So let him just say his own halacha from throwing Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though they walk through it. And I wouldn't need him to say this of the statement of the Chacham. And then the Gemara says, Chad Mechal Chavetit, one was inferred from the other statement, that is, he said a general statement, which from there we infer out the other statement to say both halachas, and therefore you're right, he only said one, and that's the idea that the Rabbim are not Mevat and Mechitzes of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even if they're walking right through it, and that was the Chiddush of his halacha. Now the Gemara returns to discuss our Mishnah, that we said, Mutter lahakir lebe'er v'chulu, that we're allowed to have these diyumnin, these double posts. We can make it as close as we want to. However, there still has to be at least enough space for the head and the bulk of the majority of the animal's body inside the pasi berois that we're concerned that a person might come to if you don't have room for the animal to come inside the area. So you're going to be drawing up the water. The animal is going to be basically outside. And you're going to come to give it to drink and it's going to pull back a little bit. You can end up carrying from this reshus hayachar of the pasi berois to the outside area, the reshus ram. So there we have to have at least enough room that the head and the majority of the body of the animal will be inside, and that so that you won't come to carry out into the Rosh Hashanah. So related to this, the Gemara brings a Mishnah later on. Tanan Hasan, we learned over there in the Mishnah. Lo yamid od the Rosh Hashanah, a person is not allowed to stand in the public domain, v'yish to Rosh Hashanah and drink in the private domain. That is, let's say he's in the street and someone has a cold cup of water and then he leans over and he drinks, he's not allowed to do that. Or Rosh Hashanah, v'yish to Rosh Hashanah, or he's standing in Rosh Hashanah and he wants to drink in the Rosh Hashanah. That he cannot do. Elam Kain Machnes Reisha Veruba L'Makom Shushaisa. Unless if he enters at least his head and the majority of his body to the place where he's drinking, because if not, we're concerned that maybe he's going to bring his body back to where he's standing and he's going to bring out the cup with him. Therefore, unless if he has the bulk of his body in that area, it's going to be Asr. But if he does that, then it's Mutter. And then the Mishnah concludes, and we continue on to Amud Beis. V'chein Begas. The same halacha applies to a wine press, which the Gemara at the Andaf Tzadi Tess Amud Beis explains, that's a reference to halachas of Meiser, of a tenth that a person has to take off from his produce, that as long as it's still in the wine press, you could drink it without taking off Meiser. However, if you take it out of the wine press, that's considered like a shtia, a drinking of kva, of making a complete stationary, established type of a drinking, and that would require taking a Meiser. And even on the wine press, even if you go ahead and dilute it with warm water, which would generally be considered a kvias, that's not considered kvias over there. However, that's what the Mishnah there is saying, that that's only if he's drinking with his head and the majority of his body over that, then we can say that he's allowed to drink over there without taking off Meister. But if he goes and he's not so, doesn't have a majority of his body over it, then we're concerned he might come to pull the cup to him, which already automatically makes it a kvias because it's not over the gas anymore. And then he's going to be drinking from things that didn't have Meister. Therefore, that heter is similar to the halachas of Shabbos. That's only if he has his head and the majority of his body over it. If not, it's going to be asur. However, this is where the question begins. Gabi Adam, so he said regarding a person, at least regarding the halachas of Shabbos, Ha'amar Dabai Reisha Ruba, he said that if he's in one domain, he wants to drink in another domain, that he has to have his head and the majority of his body in that domain where the drink is. Gabi Parba, regarding a cow, who if someone's giving his animal to drink in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the animal is standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, what is the halacha? Do you need to have that the animal has its head and the majority of a body inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid or not? As long as just its lips are inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I'm giving it to drink, then it's okay. That the Gemara says, that the Gemara qualifies the question. Kol heichad de kanokin mana, where it is that you're just holding the cup of the cup that the animal is drinking from, law, and the balabais, the owner, is not holding the animal itself. That is, by its neck with its halter, that it shouldn't be able to bend and get out of its grip, out of its grasp. Then loy tibaylach, then we definitely did not have a question over there that therefore sure we're concerned that maybe it's going to twist its head and you're going to come to get the cup after it that it should drink. And you're going to be carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. In that case, where you're just holding the cup and not the animal, definitely you need to have its head and the majority of its body inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The question that would apply if we say that the animal has to be the same as a person, that that where you're holding the cup and you're holding the animal, my, what is the halacha? Maybe there where you're holding the animal and the cup, that you're holding it tight, that there you don't have to have the majority of the animal inside of it, because since you're holding it and the cup, we're not concerned that it's going to pull out and get out into the Rishas Aram, and then you might come to carry the cup into the Rishas Aram from the Rishas Yachad. So Amalei Tinisui, so he responded, we learned this in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, which we quoted before, that as long as there's enough room for the animal to get its head and the majority of the body inside, and then to drink, and then that is the minimum amount required for the distance of the pit to the edge of the walls of the Pasuk B'Rais. So the inference is, my love did not good love and not amana. Wouldn't it make sense to say that the person is holding on to the animal and holding on to the vessel that it's giving the animal to drink from the pit that's inside this area of the Pasuk B'Rais, and yet still we say that you have to have Reisha B'Rubah inside of it? And that the Gemara says, Loi, no, maybe not. We're talking about that he's only holding on to the cup and not har. And therefore, in that case, you need to have Reisha B'Rubah inside of it, because again, it could twist out and you're going to come to carry outside of it. But if you were to be holding on to the animal, then maybe not. Maybe then you wouldn't need Reisha B'Rubah like you need by a person. But in that, the Gemara says, how can you even say that in such an option? That we're talking about that you're only holding the cup and not the animal. And that's when we need Reisha B'Rubai, but if the person was holding onto the cup and the animal, then you wouldn't need Reisha B'Rubai. But that implies that if you're only holding the cup, that Reisha B'Rubai does help. But B'chinakat manav alaynakat la mishari, is it true that when you're only holding the cup and you're not holding the animal, that it's permitted, again, to hold the cup by the Pasuk B'Rais, even though you made it properly, that the para had the Reisha B'Rubai inside of it, do you really think that even that would help? Even if you have Reisha B'Rubai, but you're only holding the cup? But Vatanya, learning the Braise, that seems to indicate that it wouldn't help even with Reisha B'Rubai if you're holding the cup and not holding the animal. Because learning the Braise, lo yimali adam mayim v'yitim b'Shabbos lefnei behemter. A person is not allowed to fill up water and give on Shabbos in front of his animal to drink from it. That is, he's holding the cup in his hand, and when he's holding the cup, he's not allowed to give that for the animal to drink. Avam mamalehu v'shevich. What he could do is he fills up the water and then he pours it v'yishayis meleh, and then the animal drinks it on its own. And this is on in the brisa later on, which is told by Pasuk B'Rais, which is obviously that we're talking about that you're not holding on to the animal, because if you're holding on to the animal also and the cup, and still we would be saying that it's aser, so why are we required to have Reisha B'Rubai, like we said in our Mishnah, regarding the halachas of Pasuk B'Rais, if anyways it's going to be aser? So what would be the purpose of saying that you need to have Reisha B'Rubai? You can't hold on to it and you can't give it straight to drink. You just have to put it down and let it drink by itself. So obviously that our Mishnah is not talking about when you're holding both, the Braisa is not going to be talking about when you're holding the animal and the cup. Again, because if Reisha B'Rubai doesn't help by both of them, then our Mishnah wouldn't require Reisha B'Rubai, because the whole purpose of Reisha B'Rubai is because you might come to go after it. Now, there's no way of going after it because you can't hold the cup even when you're holding the animal. So therefore, that's obviously not what it's talking about. So obviously, the Braisa is talking about when you didn't hold the animal. And that's when it's going to be Aser. And that our Mishnah that says it's Mutter is when you're holding the animal and the cup. And yet still our Mishnah says that you have to have Reisha B'Rubai. So that seems to resolve our question that obviously that when you're not holding the animal, that it's going to be Aser even when you have Reisha B'Rubai. So how could you say that no, that our Mishnah is talking about the only holding the cup and not the animal, and that's when you need Reisha B'Rubai. But if you're holding the animal and the cup, then you wouldn't need Reisha B'Rubai. But you can't say that. You can't say just holding the cup would allow Reisha B'Rubai when we have a brisa later on that says that you cannot hold the cup and give it to drink, even by regular case of Pasuk B'Rais, which has Reisha B'Rubai. Now, that obviously is talking about only, again, like we said, only by the cup and not holding the cup and the animal, because you're holding the cup and animal doesn't work, even Reisha B'Rubai, we wouldn't even require Reisha B'Rubai in the first place, because you're never going to come to a case of drawing after the animal, because you can never give it to drink straight. You would always have to pour it on the floor. So obviously, it is like what I'm saying, that you do require Reisha B'Rubai, even when, like you, when you have that you're holding the animal and you're holding the cup. And I think Moses says no. Ha'itmar Allah, but we had learned regarding that braisa, that in other words, that really, that when did we require Reisha B'Rubai was only when you're not holding the animal. And that is when Reisha B'Rubai helps. And the braisa that says that you're not allowed to fill it up and give it to the animal, and that is even when it has Reisha B'Rubai inside of it, on that Abaya says it's talking about a specific case. that the animal is not standing in Rishus HaRabim, and that its head and the majority of its body is between the Pasim, which was the case that we thought it was Toma, which is the classic case of Pasim B'Rayis, which the animals are outside of Rishus HaRabim, they're all waiting online. And then you bring him into a little bit into the Pasim B'Rayis to give it a little bit to drink. That's what we thought it was Toma. And therefore we said, L'chari said, we can't give with the cup for it to drink, because you might come to draw after it, even when it has Rishus HaRabim. And that way we said, oh, L'chari, you see that doesn't work. And obviously, when does it work? Only when you have holding the animal and the cup, and you have Reish Rubai. And then the Gemara says no, because Omar Abaye says that that's talking about a specific case. We're talking about a trough, which is the container of where the animals eat out of. That's in the Reish Rubai. That's bordering the chutzner, the private domain of where the animal is. Let's say the barn, and this trough is Gavoy Yud Fachim Berichiv Dalav. It's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 amas wide, which basically means that it has the status of Rishus HaYachid. V'roishli echad nichnas lebein apasim. And one edge of this trough enters into the area between the pasim. And therefore, it's as follows. Again, as we said, the animal is standing in a private domain, in a house, a courtyard, a barn, whatever you want to call it. And it has an opening, a window or doorway that's open into the Rishus HaRabim. And the trough, the avos, is right there by the opening where the animal could eat out of from into the Rishus HaRabim. The person doesn't want to use up his own domain, so he takes out of the Rishus HaRabim. And that's where he puts his trough, which is there in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's 10 tefachim high and 4 amas wide. And therefore, it really has the status of Rishus HaYachid, this trough. And now inside there, he puts straw and all the animal food from the Rishus HaYachid inside of there, because it's considered part of the Rishus HaYachid. However, part of the avis, the other part of the trough, enters into the area between the pasim. And the chiddush is that you're not allowed to fill up from a pit that's there in between the pasim and to pick up the pitcher over the avis, over the trough, and bring it through Rishus HaRabim and to carry this pitcher over the trough to bring it in front of the animal for him to drink. Now, and the chiddush in that is because although generally we say that a person is allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and carry in Rishus HaYachid, which the Gemara later on, Dav Tzadik Chesed, will explain. So therefore, here is the equivalent. Here you buy between the Pasim, and you're carrying, even if you walk onto Rishus HaRabim, out of the Pasi, out of the area between the Pasim, and you're walking in the area that's on the side of this trough, which is again, is Rishus HaRabim, because you walked out of Bein HaPasim, and you're not in the barn area. So although you're in Rishus HaRabim, and you're carrying in Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to be in Rishus HaRabim, and carry in Rishus HaYachid, which is over the area of the trough. Here it's going to be Asur, and because it's a gzeria, as the Gemara will explain right now, gzeria is a decree. Dilma chazi leila avis de mekalkal. Maybe this person will see that the trough is a little bit ruined. And that is maybe when he's coming to put the pitcher down on the top of the trough, he's going to see that it's a little ruined on the top, which is facing the Rishus HaRabim part, and he's going to forget, and he's going to carry the pitcher with him. But asir liskun is going to come to fix it, as the Gemara says. The darli davel baden is come to carry the pitcher with him. Because Mapik Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, is going to be carrying from Rishus HaYachid, which is the area between the Pasim, to Rishus HaRabim. Because what he did now was that he really wanted to carry it over the trough, which would not be a problem, even if he's walking Rishus HaRabim, because you let it be Rishus HaRabim and carry it over Rishus HaYachid. But he's going to forget, he's going to say, wait a second, somebody ruined, he's going to come to put it down in Rishus HaRabim. Now he just carried from the Rishus HaYachid between the Pasim into the area of the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore we said that you're not going to go ahead and carry it and to bring it over the trough. Rather, what you have to do is stay in the area between the pasim, pour it out over the trough, and let the water go by itself and reach to where the animal is. However, this has nothing to do with the case that we were speaking about before, that we said it was regarding a regular animal, regarding if it needs to have the majority of its body eating over into the area of the Rishus HaYachid, to say that we want to resolve from here, that we see, oh, wait a second, you can't go ahead and hold the kli and have the animal drink out of it. And that, therefore, that's obviously, as we said before, when you're only holding the kli, and Reish HaRubai won't work. So we want to resolve from there that, oh, it's obviously that you need Reish HaRubai. So when do you need Reish HaRubai? That it would help. When you're holding the kli and you're holding the animal, saying no, that has no relationship whatsoever. Because as Abaye said, here we're talking about a specific case, a unique case of when you have this trough that's adjoining to this Rishus HaYachid, this barn or this house, and then part of it goes into the Bein HaPasim, that although you really would allow it to be go ahead and give the animal to drink straight from the kli because you're carrying in the Rishus HaYachid, even though you're staring Rishus HaRabim, but here since you might forget and come to put it down because there might be something wrong with it, therefore we said you're not going to go ahead and give it to bring it and have the animal drink straight from it. Rather, you pour when you've been between the pasim into the trough and let it go by itself to the animal. So no relationship to the question, to the case that we're speaking about, which is the classic case of Bein HaPasim. Now that the Gemara asks, on this interpretation of Abaye of the case. Chihai Gavna. And in such a case, when you the way we just resolved this case is that you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid, which is the Irya Bein HaPasim, with your intention to put it in Rishus HaYachid, which is the Avers, the Trough, and you forgot, and you put it on Rishus HaRabim, Mi Mechayiv, would you be Chayiv Min HaTorah if you did it such a case that you forgot and you put it down because you wanted to fix the wall of the trough, and now you ended up putting in Rishus HaRabim, would you even Mechayiv that the Rabbanu would have to make a Gzeira that you would not allow, we don't allow you to carry it because you might come to it? We only make gezeiras if you might come to Issa D'Oraisa. We don't make a gezeira when you might come to a gezeira, which is Rabbanan, which is considered gezeira l'gezeira. Now, is this case that when the person might forget and bring it to Rishus HaRabim considered Issa D'Oraisa? But V'omer Rav Safa, Omer Ba'amei, Omer B'yechanon, he said, HaMefanach HaFeitzav Mezavus L'Zavus. If someone is cleaning up his yard, his house, and he's carrying objects from one corner to another corner, V'nimlech Alein Moitzi, and he changes his mind in the middle when he's in the middle of carrying it, says, you know what, let me take it outside. Part he's exempt. Because the Akira, the picking up, Haitzah requires two elements, Akira, picking it up, and Hanacha, placing it down. So since the entire Malach of Itzah was not with the intention of bringing it out to the Rishus HaRabim, because when he had it done, the Akira, he was planning on bringing it just to the other side of his house, and he changed his mind and said, no, let me bring it outside, and he did it b'shaigig, and that's going to be requiring achatas. It's not going to require machatas, because by Shabbos, there's a requirement of what's called maleches machshavas, a malacha, an activity of with intent, and that is the only thing the Torah made forbidden, that the person intended to do this. And therefore, what does it mean? So how do you ever have b'shoigig that he did it inadvertently? It means he intended to do this, but he made a mistake regarding Shabbos, that, for example, he forgot that today is Shabbos, he thought it was really Tuesday, or he thought that this malacha is permitted, but he wanted to do what he was planning on doing. However, if he didn't intend to do this at all, so then it's going to be patur from mechatas. And therefore, since even if the person would go ahead and do this that we're concerned about, and they might come to put it down on the floor, it's not going to be a chiv d'oraisa, because again, the akira was not meant to put it down in Rishus HaRabim, then therefore, there's no reason to make a gzeira by the case of permitted because of such a case. So what's Abaye saying that is the case, they not go ahead and bring it to the animal over the trough, because you might forget and put it down in Rishus HaRabim? At most, that's a issa d'rabbanan. Because it's not a melech machshavas when you're picking it up, you're not intending to put it down on the Rishus HaRabim. Even if you think it's Tuesday, you're still not planning on putting it down on the floor, you're planning on putting it in the trough. And therefore, even if you would do that, it would only be Is Drabbanan, we're not going to make a gzeira for Drabbanan. So what's Abaye talking about? So the Gemara revises and says, Elazimna de Mesakin, rather what's going to be is, you're right, he's going to see something wrong with the wall, he's going to put it on the floor. That we're not concerned about because we're not making gzeira for Is Drabbanan. But then after he fixes it, he's going to get him pick up the pitcher and bring it to the trough after he fixed it, and then he's going to be picking it up from Rishus HaRabim with his intention to put it on the Rishus HaYachid, and become Ayel Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, and therefore he's going to be carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and therefore that was the gzeirah according to the way Abaye interpreted for that concern. And then when you pick it, when the first putting down is not the problem, is that then after you finish fixing it, then you're going to go ahead and by mistake pick it up and put it into Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be over on the Issa D'Oraisa of Haitzah. For that concern, we said you're never allowed to even take it out and bring it over the Rishus HaYachid because of this Hashtalshus HaDvam, then you might come to do that thing. However, ultimately, we didn't resolve the question that we had regarding Reisha V'Rubai, regarding an animal, because we said that regarding when you're carrying the Kli and you're carrying the animal, that was not resolved. Because as we said, the only resolution was going to be proved from our Mishnah. We said our Mishnah is inconclusive. It could be maybe that he's only holding the Kli and not the animal. And although we wanted to prove from this Braisa that says you can't go ahead and take the Kli and drink for the animal by the Pasi B'Rayis, which seems to be the classic case, Abai says it's throwing a whole different case. Not that the animal has the majority of its body inside of the Reisha V'Rubai inside the Pasi B'Rayis, and still you can't just use the Kli, which would, again, what the Mashmoyis was, that you would have to hold the animal and the Kli and still require a Reisha V'Rubai. No, we're talking about this unique case of that you were in the Pasi B'Rayis, and there's the trough that part of it goes into the Pasi B'Rayis, which is jutting the Rishus HaYachid of the barn, and the animal's eating out of the trough. And that normally, really, you'd be able to carry through the Rishus HaRabim and the pitcher of water into the trough to feed the animal directly. And now we said, you cannot, because we're concerned that you might come to see something wrong with the wall, put it down on the floor, and then afterwards you might come to pick it up and do Haitzah from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, but nothing to do with the question that we had. Igadamri, that those that say a different version in the question that we just spoke about. Gabi Adam, regarding a person, Hakarmina Desagi Liberation Berube. This version says, regarding a person, we said that it's enough that we do permit it, at least if he has the majority of his body and his head in that rishos. Gabi Para, here the question is into the reverse. Gabi Para, Misagi Liberation Berube. By an animal, do we say that it's even enough with its head and the majority of its body? Or maybe not. In other words, the first version said maybe it doesn't need the Reisha V'Rubai. Here we're saying that maybe it wouldn't even help Reish Rubai. Like we say, it helps by the person, even if it has Reish Rubai, it's still going to be Asr. So now the Gemara qualifies the question. When you're holding the kli and you're holding the animal, there's obviously no question that there definitely would help if it has Reish Rubai, because that's the case of our Mishnah, that you're holding the vessel and you're holding the animal. Because if you're not holding the vessel in front of the animal, so then why would it require to have Reish Rubai? What's the difference? I'm not going to come to carry the vessel outside of into the Rishus Aram anyway, because I'm not holding the vessel. So therefore, why would I need Reish Rubai? So obviously our Mishnah that requires Reish Rubai is, and it said it is permitted with Reish Rubai, is obviously told me that you're holding the vessel and you're holding the animal, that there definitely, at least, it would be permitted if it has at least Reish Rubai. Elikita Baylach, what would be the question that maybe it wouldn't even help Reish Rubai, is the Nakud Man of a Loinakud La. That you're only holding the vessel and you're not holding onto the animal, my, what is Allah in such a case? That they were misupik, that maybe the Mishnah was only talking about that you're also holding the animal, not just the kli. So therefore, if you're holding the kli, that you're giving it to drink, and you're holding the animal, and it has the majority of its body, and its head inside, then even if it's going to try to squirm out, then we're not concerned that there we're allowing you to give it to drink, we're not concerned you might come to put it into the Rishus Aram. But if you're only holding the vessel, and not the animal, so even if it has Reish Rubai, maybe they would not work. That was the question that we had. So Amalesa responded to him, Tinesua, this is what we learned in our Mishnah. It said, Ubavachte para Reish Rubai mimifnim b'shaisa. As long as the cow has its head and the majority of its body inside, the pasi b'rois, and it's going to drink, that's going to be permitted to, for the dimensions that's necessary, because you need to have that amount that it could come in. So the inference is, my love, the nokud mana below nokud law. Wouldn't it make sense to say that it's told even when you're just giving it to drink with the cup and you're not holding onto the animal? And that again says, loy, the nokud mana below nokud law. No, it's told that you're holding the cup and you're holding onto the animal. And it makes sense to say that it's only permitting it when you're holding onto the cup and the animal. The nokud mana below nokud law, because if it's told that you're holding the cup and you're not holding the animal, me shari, would it be permitted? But Vatanya learned the Braisa. And this is similar to the discussion that we said before. This is the other version. Vatanya learned the Braisa. Lo imali odomayim b'yitin lefnei behemtoi. A person is not allowed to fill up water and give it directly to the animal. And this is talking about a Braisa. It's talking about a Pasibi rice, which has the Reish Rubai. Avim imali b'shoifach. But you could fill up and pour it in front of the animal. Then it could drink on its own. So obviously that you see that it's usur, even when you have Reish Rubai, regarding the case of Pasibi rice, when it only has a cup. Because obviously, if you're having the cup and you're holding onto the animal, that's the heter, that's the permitted of our Mishnah. So therefore, you have a chloraya that no, it would not work if you're only holding onto the cup and you're not holding onto the animal. Therefore, don't prove to me from our Mishnah that it's talking about only the cup, because it makes sense to say that it would only work when you're holding the cup and the animal. But if you're only holding on the cup, that's the case that the Braisa says clearly that would not work even when you have Reish Rubai by the regular passive Braisa. And that is daich, and he says no. That we learned on Abaya, that case that says it's forbidden when you're only holding the cup, it's talking about a whole different case. It's a unique case. It's talking about a trough that's standing in Trisaram, that's right next door to the barn. That's 10 tvachim high and it's 4 amis wide, which basically gives the status of a shusar yachid. And then one end of it enters into the area of the bein hapasim. The Zimnin, the Chazi Lele Avis, the Mekalkal. Now, this guy's going to come to carry over, which he's allowed to, stand in Rishas Ram and carry over the Rishas Yachid. But he's going to see something wrong that's ruined with the walls of the trough. V'asulis Kunin is going to come to fix it. V'dari Lele Davil Badein is going to carry the pitcher, which he's holding with himself, and say, wait a sec, something wrong. He's going to put it down in Rishas Ram. V'komapik Mishas Yachid, Rishas Ram, and he's going to carry from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Ram. And therefore, the whole Isra over here is only a special Gezer, as we mentioned on the first Nusach. And therefore, but generally, of course, it would be permitted. Even regarding a case, which I'm saying that's what the Mishnah is talking about, when you're only holding the vessel and not holding the animal. And this that you're proving from the Braisa that it makes sense to say that it's also when you're giving straight for the animal by passing Braisa, that's a whole different case, and it wouldn't shed light on the case that we're talking about. On that, the Gemara asks, as we mentioned before, in such a case, again, where that's the way Abai is explaining the case, that you're intending to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but by mistake you put in Rosh Hashanah, mi mechayv, would you even be liable in such a case to make a gzera because of a Issa Rabbana, which we do not do? Someone goes and he's moving items from one end of the house to the other, and he changes his mind in mid-movement, he says, you know what, let me go take it outside, forgetting that it's Shabbos, he's going to be potter, because when he had picked it up, it wasn't with the intention of doing this Haitza, meaning to take it from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so even if he ultimately does the Hanach from Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be potter. And therefore, over here we have the same type of a case, where you're tending to take it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, And then, by mistake, he goes ahead and puts it down. He changes his mind in mid-movement to Rosh Hashanah. That's not Isra Deraisa. It's at most Isra Banan. Now, we're not making Gzeir for Isra Banan. So how could Abaye say that it's talking about this special case of taking from the Bein HaPasim to the Trav through the Rosh Hashanah, which we're concerned you might put it down Rosh Hashanah. That's at most the Rabbanan, and therefore we shouldn't make Gzeir for such a case. Ella, so rather, the way Abaye was saying it was Zimna de Mesakinle. Maybe you're right, that's not the problem, but you might come to fix the wall. V'hadim ha'ilin, after you fix the wall, then you're going to come to pick up the pitcher. V'kuma ha'ilin, Mishra Saram, Mishra Sayachin, then you're going to come to carry it from Mishra Saram to Mishra Sayachin. And therefore, there's no question in Abaye's interpretation. And again, there is no raya from that b'raisa to prove that it would not work with just the kli, because there, that it doesn't work just with the kli. Again, this talking about a case of this special case of Bein HaPasim with the trough and the barn, that type of case, we're concerned about that. But regarding, you don't have a proof to say that our mission is only talking about that it would work with the kli and the holding onto the animal, because maybe with just holding the kli would work, and this, the Bryce says that the kli, just feeding the animal straight with the kli would not work, is talking about a whole different case, as we just explained. Now, Nagmar resumes discussing the first version that we had, that it was inconclusive regarding if a person is holding on to the animal and to the cup. And the question was, would there we require Reisha Virubay or not? That is, the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya. So Tashma, we learned the Braisa. Gamal Shereisha Virubay Mibifnim, regarding a camel that its head and the majority of its body is inside, meaning between the areas of the pasen, Eisen Eisen Mibifnim, then we can go ahead and stuff it inside that area. And that is, as the Gemara explains in Masech the Shabbos and Perek Misha Hichshech, that what happened, what the idea is, that you stuff the animal with all the animal fodder, against its will, it stuff it down its throat, more than it can eat. And that makes the animal like a trough inside its stomach. And the point is, when the person goes out to the desert, he's afraid there's not going to be any food, so he wants to stuff it, that it's not going to be hungry. So the idea is that you could do that within the area of between the pasim. Now, the diak is, for avis commanded nokid manav nokid lodamya. Now, making the animal like a trough, meaning stuffing it, is in essentially a case of when you're holding on to the vessel, which is the food that you're giving it, and holding on to the animal. Because if you wouldn't hold on to the animal's neck, you can't stuff it. So obviously, when you're talking about your stuffing, is that you're holding the food, which is the kli, and you're holding on to the animal. And yet, that is what the Braisa says, that still you need to have its head and the majority of its body inside. If not, you don't have all that inside the area between the pasim, it's not going to be mutter. So therefore, you see, to resolve the first version's question of when you have an animal that has, you're holding the animal and the cup, do you need Reisha Virubay? You see that you do need Reisha Virubay. And that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, it's not a raya from that case. Because Shani Gamal, a camel is different. It's more stringent that although you're holding on to the food, which is the kli, the mana, and you're holding on to the animal, which is when you want to stuff it down, still you need Reisha Virubay, Hailavit Savar Arch. Because since the camel has a very large neck, they were concerned that it's very easily for it to go out, and therefore, although you're holding on to the animal and you're holding on to the food, that you might come to reach out. Therefore, by that animal, by camel, there you need to have Reisha Virubay. But maybe a regular animal, as long as you're holding on to it and you're holding on to the food, therefore it would be enough, even if you just have its lips inside, then you can give it to drink and you don't have to have Reisha Virubay. And that the Gemara continues, says, Toshma, bring you another eye from a Braisa. We said, Behema Reisha Virubay Mifnim. Regarding an animal, doesn't say camel, that you have its head and the majority of its body inside, then then you could stuff it from inside. Now, as we said before, and yet when you're stuffing it, it's equivalent to the case of holding the cup and holding the animal, and still we say that you need to have a case of its head and the majority of its body inside. So that resolves the question. And the other thing says, no. My behema namediktani, what does it mean that when this Braisa says an animal, it means gumball, it's a camel, and a camel is different, as we said before, because it can very easily pull its neck away, and therefore we're concerned that you might come to carry from the Rosh Hashanah, the Bein HaPasim, into the Rosh Hashanah. But that the Gemara asked, but Batanya Behema, Batanya Gamal. But we have two Braises, one saying the camel, and we have another Braise that says an animal. So obviously that behema is not the camel, because that's the other Braise. And that the Gemara answers, Midi Gabe Adodi Tanya, did they say one right next to the other? Maybe they were the same idea of said in different Braises. If they were said one, in, let's say in the same Braise, Gamal and Behema, so obviously Behema would not mean Gamal. But here, this Braise, maybe we're saying the same idea as the other Braise. As the Gemara says, Tanya Hochi, as we learn the Braise to show that Gamal, a camel, is different than other animals. Rabbi Loza says it's forbidden by a camel in all circumstances, no matter what you do, even if you hold on to the animal and the cup and your Reisha Virubay. He says, since the neck is very long. So even if you have the majority of its body inside and you're holding on to it and you're holding on to the food, because if it's going to pull away and it's going to get its neck away, it's going to reach into the Rishus Ram, you're going to reach out to it, then you're going to be carrying from Rishus Rech to Rishus Ram. So obviously, although Rabbi Elazar says it's usher even by there, but obviously you see that there's a difference, and that at least for us, that we say regular animals do not require even Reisha Berubai, only to hold on to it and to the food. But regarding a camel, we would hold not like Rabbi Elazar, that at least you would have to have Reisha Berubai. As we see, that camel is different and more stringent, that Rabbi Elazar says even Reisha Berubai wouldn't even help. And therefore, there's no raya regarding other animals. But nothing more qualifies the entire halacha that we were mentioning up until now of this parak, of the pasib berois, of these sub-category types of walls, of these dyuna, of these double posts, which generally would not work, that they work. This whole heter of the pasib berois, of creating this area of Rishus HaYachid, this bediyeved area with the well, with the water inside of it, was only for the pilgrims themselves. That's the only time we permitted. We didn't permit it generally for a regular well. To which the Gemara asked, but then we learned the Braisa, Lehutri Pasib Rois, Ilgab Behem Blavad. That we only made this heter of the Pasib Rois only for animals. So what are you saying, that it was a heter for the pilgrims, for those who were coming up to the Beis HaMikdash from where they lived outside of Yerushalayim, yet we say it's only for animals, not for the pilgrims? And that the Gemara says, my behema. What does it mean that we say we allotted for the animals? It means behemas oil regalim. Both are, we synthesize the two ideas, that it's only for the oil regalim, but only the animals of the oil regalim. I will add them regarding a person, even the oil regalim, even the pilgrims who don't have places where to drink, for them it was not permitted to go out and draw out and drink in this area of the between the pas and between the boards, because the person could go inside the pit and drink himself, as we continue on to the top of Chav Alav Amad Alav, Metapis V'Oil, Metapis V'Yard. He climbs in and he climbs out, and therefore he holds on to the, with his hands and his feet onto the walls, and he goes in. That's how he could drink. And therefore for him there was never this heter of the pas and berois, because they're only subcategory walls. And that the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really true? We only allow this heter of the pasib erois only for a well of spring water. Now, ve'ila behema, and if this heter was only for animals, mali chayim, mali mechanasim, what would make a difference to me if it's spring water, meaning fresh water, and gathered water, which could be stagnant, murky water? Who cares? It's for animals anyways, they're going to drink it anyway. Obviously, it's a heter for the oil regalim themselves, for the people that are coming, that it has to be this good drinking water, because or else why would we make a heter to carry in that area with the pilgrims that are not going to drink from that murky water anyway? And that thing where it says no. Really, it's like we said before, it's only a heter for the animals, not for the people. So why do I need mayim chayim, fresh water? Because be'ina midi dichazal adam, we need something that is fit for a person. That is, since we're creating walls over here, through this water is what gives us this area of the mechitzas. Because without the water, as we said, that if it dries up, it's not going to be considered walls. So therefore, we need to have mayim chashuvin, chashuvah water, which is only considered chashuv if it's mayim chayim, which are a type of water which is fit for a person to drink. Therefore, that will create that the walls will be viewed as an area around an area of a dira type of purposes, which is a chashuvah type of a water. Then it's mechitzah, so then you can go ahead and use it, but for the animals, not for the people, because for the people, we never made the heter, they can go ahead and climb inside. Therefore, we don't go ahead and make this leniency of carrying in the area between the pasim. Again, that was only made for the behemoths of the oiler gull.